Well, welcome to the agenda on this Wednesday. Here we are already just 1 week away from the very special event, the 27th Annual Peace Officers Appreciation Luncheon and the Police Officer Awards and Memorial Ceremony. 27th Annual presented by the Wenatchee Sunrise Lions. And joining us, we have two members of the club. Want to say hello to the event chair, Kathy McGahey. Hello, Kathy.
Hello, Dave.
Thanks for coming in today.
I'm going to
shift a little to the left here because I've got that computer monitor in the way. There we go. And also fellow Lions member Timmy Keys. Timmy, thanks for coming in today as well.
Thanks for having me, Dave. Good to be here.
We appreciate that your club puts this event on, and I was very honored that Kathy said, I've noticed you, Dave, at a couple of these events in the past, would you mind emceeing? And I said, I'd be happy to. Thanks for asking, and so we'll all see each other next Wednesday. But the point of our interview today is hopefully to get as many people from outside the law enforcement community to attend this, right, Kathy? Because those of us that aren't in law enforcement need to recognize the work that our enforcement community does.
Yeah, it's a great way for the public to show our support.
And so what's going to happen is over the next few minutes, we're going to talk about what the program's all about. And it is a very touching program, particularly with the memorial ceremony, and a very familiar voice will take on that role. Retired Wenatchee Police Officer John Cruz is going to take on those honors and recognize the fallen officers, not only from our area, but sadly, we've lost two law enforcement officers, sheriff's deputies, just in recent months here in Washington State. It's been a tough year already, and we're only into, May 8th?
Right.
So tell us a little about what John's going to do and his role in the ceremony a week from today.
Right. John will be presenting the Table of Honor ceremony, which signifies, you know, the loss of the law enforcement. And what we do is we place roses of different colors for the different members of the loss of the law enforcement that we've lost. He also will be honoring the 27 officers who died last year from the 9/11 to related illnesses from 9/11.
That's right.
So we also honor that, too.
Still seeing victims from that.
Yes.
They're dying from diseases, from some of the things they may have inhaled and the
right.
like.
Right.
It's a very touching part of the ceremony. We're going to tell you how you can get tickets to the event, which is next Wednesday. It's a luncheon. Starts at 11:30 in the Wenatchee right. Convention Center. And, of course, the tragic news here in recent months in close succession on March 19th, Deputy Sheriff Ryan Shane Thompson of the Kittitas County Sheriff's Office died, and another Kittitas police officer almost died on duty when they were both involved in a shooting in the city of Kittitas. Deputy Thompson left behind his wife and three children, his parents and three brothers. He became the first fatality in the line of duty for the Kittitas County Sheriff's Department in their history. And then it was just less than 4 weeks later that Deputy Sheriff Justin Richard DeRozier of the Cowlitz County Sheriff's Office became the first fatality in that department history on April 14th when he was shot and killed. He was responding to an RV that was kind of broken down on the side of the road, and he just showed up doing his duty, and he unfortunately was taken by surprise and was shot and killed. So it is a very touching ceremony, and I know that it's great to see that. But there's a reason your ceremony is held on May 15th. Mm-hmm. And this dates all the way back to the Kennedy administration.
Yes, back in, I believe it was 1962, John F. Kennedy made a proclamation to honor the police officers on May 15th. And this year, it happens to fall on the same day that we're having our luncheon. So, and actually, they do a whole week now of honoring the police. It's called the Police Week. and they do a lot of events in the nation's capital. But this is our way of, you know, also showing our public, or showing our officers that we do appreciate them.
So it's a very touching part of the luncheon, but the luncheon is also a celebration as mm-hmm. well. And so I know that there are going to be, seven agencies, Washington State Patrol, Wenatchee Police Department, Chelan County Sheriff's Office, Douglas County Sheriff's Office, East Wenatchee Police Department, plus the Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife, and the Chelan County Regional Justice Center, representing the corrections officers. They'll each have their chief, and I'm looking at the program here, mm-hmm. And hopefully I'll get all the introductions right next Wednesday. But you've got the chief of each of those departments will be there to recognize their officer of the year. And we were just kind of visiting out in the lobby. It's not really a secret, so we can go ahead and give the names. Can we do that?
Yes, we can.
Okay. So we're going to do that, and then we'll talk about what your keynote speakers will be sharing with. So go ahead and tell us who the winners are, because this is not like, and the winner is, but maybe you know one of these officers and would like to be there on their special day.
Okay, for the Washington State Patrol, I hope I get these names correct. We have Trooper Darren Wilkes. And for the Wenatchee Police Department, we have Officer Kevin Battis.
I think it's Battis.
Battis. Sorry, Kevin. For the Chelan County Sheriff, we have Deputy Ernie Cincy. And then for the Douglas County Sheriff, we have Deputy Gordon Mitchell. And for the East Wenatchee Police Department, Officer of the Year is Joshua Verning. And for the Washington State Department of Fish and Wildlife, we have Officer Eric Oswald. And for the Regional Justice Center, we have Deputy David Hissey, the second.
I think that's Heisey.
Heisey, okay.
But we're giving them awards, so I'm sure they'll forgive you.
Yeah, and I hope everyone can come out and cheer them on.
Well, Timmy Keyes is here as well from the Wenatchee Sunrise Alliance Club. Timmy, how long have you been a member of the club?
This is my second year.
Oh, second year. Okay.
Yes.
So I was going to say this is the 27th annual event. What do you enjoy about this? This will be your second, but what do you enjoy about seeing these law enforcement officers recognized in this fashion?
Well, I just think it's amazing. I was so surprised about the idea of having a luncheon to honor them, and it's their families come, and it makes you very proud that these people are willing to put their lives on the line for us every day, and I enjoy every bit of it. So glad to be able to be part of it.
Kathy, you've been in the club for just a few years.
Yes.
You're the chair of this event, and I know that Chief Tom Robbins, former Wenatchee police chief, has been instrumental in helping you kind of bring the program together. What do you enjoy about this event each year?
Well, first of all, it's an honor for our club to be a part of this. And I also think that the officers, you know, they go to great lengths to help out our community. Like, they go above and beyond just being an officer of the law. They do different community events, and they interact with the community very well, and they're just an inspiration to all of us to go above and beyond the duty.
Well, as we were visiting out in the lobby, I kind of shared my thoughts on this. We see our law enforcement go by in a parade, we wave at them. This is a little bit more direct way to, you'll get a chance to interact with the different agencies that will be represented there. But this is a little bit more direct way to show some recognition for the local law enforcement agencies. So next Wednesday at 11:30, the luncheon gets underway. It's at the Wenatchee Convention Center. It'll be wrapped up by 1. And tickets are available for $15. There's a couple of different ways to get them. First off, we'll give a website. It's eventbrite.com. Eventbrite is B-R-I-T-E.com.
Yes.
And, of course, there's different events listed there, but you'll look for the look for the Peace Officer of the Year Awards on their website. You could also email sunriselions@hotmail.com, or can we give out the phone number?
Yes, that would be fine.
Okay, the phone number is 885-4482. But if you just Google Sunrise Lions Officer of the Year Awards, you'll be led to the Eventbrite website, I'm sure, and get all the information. Tickets are just $15 for the luncheon. And not taking us too far off track, I just want to tell you a little bit more about the program. What kind of projects does Sunrise Lions Club do in the community each year? Oh, she pulled out something. She was ready for that question, wasn't she, Timmy?
She was.
Maybe just a little bit.
Yeah, no. Go ahead and tout your club, because you're a service club.
Yes, we are a men and women service club. It's not just men. It's not just women. We do both. And we meet every second and third Thursday. Second and fourth Thursday. Thank you, Timmy. At Sherry's Restaurant in East Wenatchee at 6 p.m. So the sunrise kind of throws people. We don't do early mornings. They used to start early mornings, but now we do early evenings.
So any thought to changing it to a Sunset Lions Club?
Maybe we should.
I'm sure that joke's been thought of well before me.
Yeah. So a few of the other service things that we do, we have White Cane Day actually coming up next
Saturday
at Fred Meyer's. And all the money that we raise will be going to the Northwest Lions Foundation for the Restoring Sight, Hope, and Hearing. So, and not only do we, you know, help people with sight, but we also look at our community and see what other needs there are. Like, we also help children go to Camp Styx, which is a diabetes camp. And we donate money to, like, fire victims, like forest fires. And we also support the East Wenatchee FFA, some of the students doing that. So we do a variety of service stuff for our community.
All right. And so pleased that you host now for the 27th annual event, the Peace Officer of the Year Awards each year. So your keynote speakers are the Wenatchee Police Chief Steve Crown and Chelan County Sheriff Brian Burnett. And they are recent graduates of the FBI special program that they've just graduated from. Mm-hmm. Kathy, tell us a little bit about that.
Oh, I will learn all about that.
As we all will.
So.
Yeah, they just graduated the FBI National Academy in Quantico, Virginia. Now, they're not going to become FBI agents. They already have full-time jobs. But they're going to share a little bit about some special aspects of that program, obviously, for law enforcement professionals.
Yes.
So there'll be a slideshow. Should be interesting. And, again, if you want to get tickets to this, I think it's important in that if as many people from outside the law enforcement community can be there to show support for all these different agencies. You know, it's one thing to see the people that are kind of in the blue community there, but if we can get as many of us that are from outside and showing our support, standing to recognize these individual recipients of the Officer of the Year, that's just a small thing that we could do. Set aside a lunch hour for this luncheon and help support your club as well in putting this on.
Thank you.
You bet. Well, again, if you'd like to get tickets, there's a variety of ways to do that. Eventbrite.com. You can call Kathy at 885-4482. You'll see all this information on the website, eventbrite.com, or if you Google Sunrise Lions Club or Peace Officer of the Year Awards in Wenatchee. And, again, just $15 for the tickets to this event. And
next Wednesday
is when it takes place. And we'll have Kevin Rounds filling in on the show. And we'll be all together when it takes place at 11:30 at the Wenatchee Convention Center on Wednesday, May 15th. Want to thank the event chair, Kathy McGahey, and also Timmy Keys from the Wenatchee Sunrise Lions Club. And hope we get a great turnout.
Thanks for having
Thank
us,
you,
and thanks
Thank
for being
you.
Our MC this year.
You bet. Glad to do it. It's an honor to be asked. 12:30 now, and we just celebrated the 100th Washington State Apple Blossom Festival. You know who's about to celebrate number 99? Manson. Yeah, Manson, always a weekend after the conclusion of that Wenatchee Apple Blossom Festival, which doesn't have anything on Manson. They're right behind. They started 1 year later. And we're going to talk with Jama England, who's the chair this year, and get a little rundown all the activities planned, which starts Friday up in the beautiful village of Manson on Lake Chelan. That's coming up next on the agenda on News Radio 560. KPQ.
Winemakers, chefs with terrific food pairings and awesome recipes when you join Northwest Wine Nights, Sundays, 1 p.m. on News Radio 560 KPQ.
Well, we're at 1234 on the agenda, News Radio 560 KPQ. Dave Bernstein with you this afternoon. And yes, it is apple blossom time in Manson. Yes, the 99th Apple Blossom Festival is upon us. Everything starts on Friday, and we welcome from Manson, the beautiful village on the Lake Chelan, the event chair, Jama England. Hello, Jama. How are you?
Good, Dave. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, and I know everything's kind of a bustle of activity. I'm sure getting ready for the first activity is coming up on Friday, but do you find that people don't realize, hey, Wenatchee may have their little shindig. Ours is 99 years young this year, right?
Right. We're gearing up for our 100th next year, so we have our sights set, for next year too.
Yeah, I'll bet. And I know a lot of there'll be folks that were in the big festival from Wenatchee that always come up and celebrate up in Manson as well. Let me ask you a little bit. I printed out some literature. Is there any connection between what kind of kicked off in Wenatchee and in Manson, or was it just completely started on its own? 99 years is quite the history up in Manson.
Right. I'm not exactly sure if they were influenced by each other. I just know that 99 years ago, they started out by driving through and looking at the orchards and how the bloom was, and then pretty soon it developed into a parade and then a party and how it goes, so...
Well, one of the things I noticed, I was checking out the website, the first Manson Apple Blossom Festival, Wednesday, May 11th, 1921. So it was just kind of a one-day day affair, and it has grown into a full weekend of activities. We need some royalty for this. That came along in 1928, so a few years later. And then 1947, the Manson Apple Blossom Festival was special for a couple of main reasons. The festival was moved to Saturday, and that's when the first parade was held that year. So your festival has just grown and grown and grown, and really is a lot of fun. I used to live up in Chelan. I worked at the radio station up there for a few years back in the early 80s, and it really is a wonderful festival and celebration. And so 99 years... we'll talk about what's going on for this year's celebration. You have some special things planned for next year, the arts you're already working on?
We have sure people that are thinking ahead, yes. I don't know for sure what we'll come up with, but I hope it's something special, and we want to honor all of our past royalty and people that participated, maybe past chair people and past grand marshals. And years ago when we started having royalty, it wasn't just Manson. We had a Chelan girl and Lakeside, and, so we had quite a group of girls representing our little area on the float.
So you know a little something about the edible apple contest, don't you? Tell us a little about that.
Well, it was started quite a few years ago, but it has currently died out. We've run out of apple recipes, I guess. So I don't hope you didn't see that on the list anywhere.
Well, I spotted a little bit of something about that on the history. Yeah, just looking back a little bit in the history there. So everything starts on Friday, and you've got a big 3-day celebration. So we wanted to talk today so that mean, we're catching people off guard in case they wanted mm-hmm. to start to taking in the Manson Apple Blossom Festival on Friday. Get up there early. So tell us about the Friday activities up in Manson.
Okay, and actually we have an art show that starts on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, held at Allison's in Manson, at student art show and community. So if people want to, it's during their hours, like 10 to 5, I think, each of those days. But on Friday at 5:30 in the evening, we will start off with our chicken noodle dinner. We moved it from Saturday and thought we'd try a different venue and different time to see if that makes a difference on who can come and support us. And following the dinner, it'll be at the high school at from 5 until 6 will be the last serving, and the pageant starts at 6:30 in the gymnasium. So they're right next door to each other, and we didn't want things to interfere with each other. So wish us luck with this new adventure.
Yeah. Then what are some of the highlights on Saturday?
There's the Kiwanis breakfast, bright and early. There's a pig jig, bright and early.
Now, what is a pig jig?
It's a 2K and a 5K race. And the forms are available at NorthCascadesBank.com. And Kyla Allen is our chairperson for that, and she's got quite a group of followers or helpers. It's a big event, so everyone goes and has fun.
What else is going on this Saturday? I think you have that famous parade as well. It starts at 11 o'clock.
It does start at 11 o'clock, and Megan said there's about 60-some entries, which is pretty typical of the parade we have, and it's usually around an hour. We have a lot of bands from neighboring schools and some floats, and you know, we have fun entries. We have a group in Manson called the Culls that are a family group, and you know, adopted family people to come up with something crazy with the theme. And we have a lot of preschools and boat club, and you know, so we look forward to what everyone comes and provide for our entertainment.
Now, I understand there's a three-on-three basketball tournament going on as well.
Yes, following the parade, at the end of the parade route, we have it set up for a three-on-three basketball tournament, and it's from 1 until 5. So usually we get a lot of kids and interested people to come out, and sometimes we have a hot day and sometimes we have a cold day, and whatever it is, people come and enjoy it.
And, of course, a street fair as well.
Yes, that's correct. And this year we're kind of spreading out more. It used to be just kind of around the old Trout building there. But now with the three-on-three tournament down at the end, we are encouraging vendors to go down there also and help provide some refreshment for the players and the observation observers, I guess. So hope that works out.
And then do you finish up with a big community concert?
Not this year. The pageant is on Friday night. And I don't know, we used to do a dance a long time ago. Maybe we'll revive that for our 100th, just give everyone an opportunity to remember when, but not this year.
Well, I'm just wondering how you arranged such beautiful, wonderful weather. You're going to have a scorcher, some pretty warm weather, upper 80s it looks like. So it's not going to be that hot during the parade. You'll have your parade and just the most beautiful part of the day. But just an outstanding weekend up in Manson with great weather and timed pretty well in time for Mother's Day as well.
Exactly, yep. That's the way we like it.
So what do you find, we noticed that this weekend up in Wenatchee, it kind of turned into a big family reunion. There were a lot of past royalty that returned for the centennial celebration here. That's what the Manson Apple Blossom Festival is all about as well. A lot of folks that grew up in Manson and the Lake Chelan Valley returned for this event. That's what it's all about, isn't it? Folks coming back home as these communities around our region have their own festivals and events, and that's what it's really all about, isn't it?
Right, and they come for Mother's Day. So we're grateful that they can come and share in our activities and honor their mothers also.
Well, you have a wonderful royal court this year. Can you tell us a little bit about them?
Our queen is Megan Clausen, and all of our girls are seniors, and they're just really wonderful. So besides Megan, we have Perla Villasenor and...
And Marisol Mendoza.
Yes, that's right.
And if you... I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, what were you saying?
I was going to say, if you go to the website for the Manson Apple Blossom Festival, you'll see their pictures as well for 2019 and all kinds of imagery from some of the past festivals as well. Mm-hmm. How many volunteers does it take to put on the Manson Apple Blossom Festival each year?
I'm sure we've got several dozens, but we have a core of probably 12 to 15 people, and then they have people that work with them in their different committees. So, yeah. And also, the Manson Chamber has a website called More to Manson that it features a lot of things about the parade, and they're doing a countdown until the festival and lots of information on there also.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break, Jamie. We'll come back, and we're going to touch on, again, some times for some of the key events that folks can't maybe spend the whole weekend in Manson. Maybe can come up for just a day and want to hit a particular event or two so they can get that on their calendar and take in the 99th Manson Apple Blossom Festival. Coming up this weekend, right around the corner. And so we're talking with Jamie England, who's the chair for this year's celebration, on the agenda on News Radio 560 KPQ.
The stories change minute by minute, so keep it here. News Radio 560 KPQ. Turn to us for the information you need now. News Radio 560 KPQ.
Alrighty, we're back with our final moments with Jamie England, who is chair of the 99th Manson Apple Blossom Festival. Yes, they are about to come up on number 100 next year, but have a great weekend planned for you. Actually, starting Thursday all day, really, with a big art show throughout the community. And then, Jamie, why don't we touch on some of the highlights here? I guess Friday you want to head for the high school, the chicken noodle dinner at the high school from 5 till 6. And then you already have your royalty, but they actually have a coronation that starts at 6:30, kind of the official pageant, correct?
Yes, that kicks off our whole weekend of festivities.
So that's a Friday night, if you're going to be able to make it up for that on Friday. And if you enjoy that chicken noodle dinner, it's hearty. So you need to get up early Saturday for the pig jig, which is kind of a fun run. There's some different distances. You need to get registered for that with any typical community fun run. And so you do that right downtown about 7:30, you say, Saturday morning?
Right, or you can go online to northcascadesbank.com.
Easy enough to do. And if you're just going to be able to make it up for the day on Saturday, kind of take in maybe the parade, the arts and crafts, and watch the three-on-three basketball tournament, all the activities going on around downtown Manson. Parade starts at 11 a.m., so you definitely want to be up there in time for that, correct?
Right, and it takes a while for people to get into town and get situated and get to the parade, so my suggestion is to start early.
Yeah, because the parade is obviously on the main thoroughfare, and you need to detour and get parked and find a good vantage point, but it really is a very special community event. Manson's 99th Apple Blossom Festival, activities starting on Thursday, really, and the main day, of course, starting on Saturday, but don't miss out on Friday night's big chicken noodle dinner and their coronation pageant on Friday evening. Jamie, thanks for joining us today, and we wish you a fantastic 99th celebration, and you couldn't ask for better weather. It's going to be outstanding and timed just perfectly with Mother's Day weekend. Remember, it's always supposed to be a weekend celebration, not just one day, right?
Right.
Well, Jamie, thanks for joining us today on the agenda. We sure appreciate it.
Thank you.
Take care. And again, more information as well on the Manson Chamber of Commerce website as well.